Cape Breton's Bill Culp says meeting the late Garth Hudson, keyboardist for the band, and working with him in a Toronto studio was a musical dream come true. Culp developed an interest in music as a teenager, learning bass and guitar. He tells CKOA Radio he was the youngest member of one of the first groups he joined when the others sparked his interest in the band.
When I was 17 years old, I was too young to be playing bars, but I would go in and play with these older guys, and they introduced me to the music of the band. They were a country band, a folk band, I guess what we would call today an Americana band. And they one day called me aside, "Hey, Bill, would you be interested in doing some music from the band?"
Culp, growing up in the 70s, hadn't heard of the band, but he was interested in the group's suggestion to become familiar with their music, so he went to a local record store to learn more.
So I flipped through, you know, Allman Brothers and Badfinger, and then I got to The Band, and lo and behold, there was the record, Music from Big Pink. So I went home and I put it on, and I heard a type of music that was different than anything I'd really ever heard before. It was, you know, it had certain elements of rock to it. There was certainly a country sort of thing to it. There was almost a spiritual side to the music. And I was immediately taken by the music of the band. And so I started playing some of those tunes with this bar band that I was playing in. They were called Leatherwood, with these older guys.
Culp says he enjoyed his time with the older guys, but eventually he branched off to become a full-time musician and singer-songwriter. Culp says he worked 6 nights a week doing gigs at bars across the country. In the late 80s, he decided to settle in Toronto, where his career started to excel thanks to some of the things he learned on the road, and eventually he found himself in a recording studio to make an album.
I landed in a really good place. You know, if you keep your nose to the grindstone and you be a good sideman, you're reliable and you don't have too much of an ego, you know, you could get a lot of work. And so I fell in with a lot of great work. And then I got offered a record deal at one point in time. It was over 20 years ago, Bullseye Records out of Toronto. I was working a lot with Dave Rave from Teenage Head, who I still work with a lot to this day. And he had a connection with a label out of Toronto that had North American distribution. This is back in the days when they still had record stores. And so I got a distribution deal to put out a record and get it distributed all across North America.
Culp says he teamed up with some local talented musicians to play on the album called Roots and Roll. He says the guitar player for the record, Jack DeKaiser, knew Garth Hudson and agreed that someone with Hudson's sound would be perfect for one of the songs on the album, Riverside. Culp says he could hardly believe that Hudson was within reach to play the keys.
So I had Jack in the studio, and we were recording a song called Riverside, which was very reminiscent of a band type of vibe. And halfway through the recording of it, Jack turned to me and he said, "You know what, Bill? I really like this song. It reminds me of a long-lost track by the band." And I said, "Oh, thanks very much. You know, I really love the band." He said, "Me too." And he said, "But you know what this song needs?" And I said, "What?" He said, "It needs a keyboard." And I said, "Yeah, I know what you mean, like that Garth Hudson sound." And he said, "Exactly." And so I said to him, "Well, so Jack, who do you think I could get to play on the album that would have that Garth Hudson sound?" And he looked at me and he says, "Well, Garth Hudson." And I said, "Well, I know that. Who can I get to play on my album?" And he goes, "Garth Hudson." And one, it was almost like Abbott and Costello, who's on first? And I said, "Well, I know that, but who can I get?" And he said, "Garth Hudson, I've got his phone number. Let's call him."
Culp made the phone call and left a message. He wasn't sure if Hudson would be interested, so they continued working on the album. But then a few weeks later, the phone rang.
Ring. I pick up the phone. "Hello?" And I hear a voice on the end, and it goes, "Hello, is this Bill?" Yeah, it is. "It's Garth." That's what he says. And so I'm like, you know, kind of speechless. I'm like, "Oh, Garth, that's so nice of you to call. How you doing?" "Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm sorry I took so long to get back to you. I was on the road with the Flying Burrito Brothers." I don't know if you know that band, but that's like the Birds, right? Like, so we were on tour, and anyways, "but I'm going to be in Toronto next week. And I was wondering if that studio, I know some of those guys you're working with, if that studio was open, maybe I could come in and lay down some tracks with you. That sounds fun," right? So I go, "Do you think the studio would have any room?" And I go, "Oh, yeah, no problem."
When Hudson showed up to the studio, Culp says he was in awe by his presence because he was such a big fan. Culp says he immediately started learning more about music while working with Hudson. He says he learned that absorbing yourself in the music is key.
When he would play, he would be making little verbal sounds, almost as if he was singing along, like, as he's playing, because he's completely engulfed with what he's hearing. He doesn't look up. You can't smile or wave at him. Like, he's totally listening and doing these parts, all of which are being improvised based on what he's feeling he wants to play with that music.
A few weeks later, the musicians parted way, and the album was released in 2004. Culp says the song Riverside got a lot of spins in Canada, but the fans of the band overseas learned of the album because of Hudson's contribution, and that gave the record and the song Riverside more exposure.
So the track did well for us. It got a lot of attention. It got radio, you know, CBC picked it up, and it went on the Canadian country charts for a few months. I mean, we didn't get too high on the charts, but it was on the Canadian country charts in late 2005 and early 2006. So I started to get interest from Europe, and then I ended up getting a European record deal to distribute the record all across Europe because of Garth Hudson's involvement with it. Like, they're like, who is this Bill Culp guy, and how did he end up working with Garth Hudson?
Culp says he stayed in touch with Hudson as much as possible after the recording session. Both had busy schedules. He says he always wanted to make it clear that it was a pivotal moment in his career and that he was humbled because Hudson went out of his way to contribute to the album Roots and Roll.
I always maintained, you know, a strong connection and friendship with Garth Hudson and really feel that I owed him so much because, like I said, he didn't have to come and play with a guy like me. I certainly was not a world famous musician. We knew some of the same people, but we had a love for the same type of music for sure. And I certainly had a lot of respect for him. And he was a musician first and foremost, a guy who loved to play. So it was great. And then, like I said, the exposure, the connection to him is an honor for me. I mean, it's brought me to your studio today, right? Because of a connection to this guy that was a huge superstar when I was just a kid who didn't even know who he was.
Culp says as the years went on, their communication faded a bit. Culp eventually settled in Richmond County, Cape Breton, a 45-minute drive from Sydney. And then one day earlier this week, he received a terrible message.
It was my sister who sent me an email, and it said, Garth. It said that, you know, Garth Hudson has passed. And I mean, and I knew he was, you know, he was in his 80s. I knew in the last few years, his lovely wife, Maud, those two were inseparable. She had passed. And I knew that, you know, how sometimes when people are soulmates and one goes the other, I feared for that. I knew he was in a wheelchair, and I knew his fingers weren't what they once were. Like, so it's not like he was playing. He was, you know, alone and, you know, missing Maud. But when I saw the text, you know, I was driving and I tried not to get emotional, but you couldn't help but, you know, think about it. Like, how many times have I, you know, told or mentioned the story about meeting Garth Hudson and working with him? Maybe I'm playing The Weight, maybe I'm playing Riverside, maybe I'm playing Memphis Connection, any of that stuff. How many times I've said the guy's name and how it has helped shape and define me as a musician. And you know, it's a big identifying marker for me that I worked with this legendary guy.
Culp says working with Hudson helped shape him into the musician he is today, and he won't forget about the time they spent together at the Toronto recording studio. The song Riverside by Bill Culp can be heard on YouTube, and the album Roots and Roll is on Spotify. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, CKOA Radio.